This is HPR episode 2862 entitled, Art vs. Commerce in Storytelling, and is part of the series, Random Elements of Storytelling. It is hosted by Lost and Bronx, and is about 14 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Lost and Bronx examines stories as both art and products.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Lost in Bronx, and today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about storytelling, but this is likely to be the last in this series of random elements of storytelling, at least for a while, and it's a subject that I've touched on in many points along the way, but I'm going to focus solely on it right now, and I think it's important because I think it's something that at least to a degree, often gets lost in the shuffle when we're talking about stories and how to create them and why we're creating them. Now, I'm in the car, but at the moment I'm parked. I'm not driving just yet. I will be in just a little bit. Now, at that point, I'll be talking more off the cuff. But right now, I have something I want to read to you. And, of course, I can't drive while I'm doing that. So I'm going to read this to you. And then we'll get into more of a general discussion. Now, this is something I wrote myself. This is not some kind of profound piece of insight. This is solely my opinion, but it's kind of put together in a way that it'll make it a little bit easier to express what I'm thinking about right at the beginning. And then we'll get into maybe some examples or maybe just some back and forth between me and me as to whether or not any of it really has any merit. Okay. All storytelling is creative, but not all storytelling is art. Creativity and art are not synonymous. While you can't have the latter without the former, the reverse is not true. Storytelling designed to please an audience is a product. It doesn't matter if there's any money involved. This kind of storytelling is meant to produce a packaged item that will please a crowd, often a targeted crowd. Storytelling that is the expression of the teller, regardless of the audience, that is to say, their pleasure and appreciation are not the goal, this sort of storytelling is art. Art may become a product if it can find an audience regardless of the creator's intent. Packaged and sold. Again, this doesn't necessarily mean money, but packaged and sold to a consumer base, even if the creator was entirely disinterested in whether or not anyone else likes the work. This describes art as a product, artistic storytelling as a product. Do you see the distinction there? One is designed as a product from the start. The other is sold as a product after the fact. From an applied standpoint, there's not always much difference between the two. However, with well-designed commercial projects, there's considerable crossover between art and commerce. The merging isn't always easy or comfortable, but it's absolutely possible for products designed for an audience to also have artistic merit. Are these, then, art? Well, when you're dealing with this level of accomplishment, the distinction gets a bit fuzzy. In other words, it's subjective. To some, it's art, to others, it's product, and to still others, it's both. There's no dissonance there for these people. When such storytelling is done badly, it's obvious to pretty much one and all that it was created and presented solely to be part of a positive consumer experience, however that looks for that particular tale. Like potato chips in a bag or toilet cleanser that does the job and even has a nice scent, stories such as these are meant to fill a particular need and meet particular market demands. They are designed to bring the consumer back for more. They are goods on a shelf. They are widgets sold by the gross because everyone needs a new widget. Okay, so that's my little soapbox moment. What do I really mean by all that? And why does it matter when it comes to storytelling? Largely, I've been focused on telling the kind of story you want to tell. Talking about different aspects of storytelling so that we can understand them a little bit better. Maybe understanding the stories we encounter, but also to create our own. When we're talking about that, where does the distinction between art and commerce come in? Well, again, first off, I can't emphasize this highly enough that commerce or selling a story doesn't in this case necessarily mean money. People who create fan fiction, for instance. Now, many of them have fans that number in the thousands or even millions worldwide. Perhaps they're doing Twilight fan fiction or Avengers Endgame, you know, the Marvel movies, fan fiction for that, fan fiction for different anime. They can gain a very loyal following. People that absolutely love and inhale their work left and right. They're not making a dime off of this. No one is. No one's getting rich doing it. Perhaps in this day and age, they throw up a Patreon somewhere and make some money that way. Maybe a lot of money that way. But that's not direct compensation for the product. That's compensation for the work. A very fine distinction, but we live in an era of fine distinctions. So what does that mean, really? We're talking about a product. We're talking about something that's meant to please an audience, whether or not that audience supports you, whether or not they pay money to you. If your goal is to put a smile on their faces, if your goal is to entertain them, to enlighten them, to do whatever, no matter what the monetary amount involved is, that's a product. This isn't something that solely came from inside, regardless of what anyone else wants. Why is that important? Well, again, from a practical standpoint, it probably isn't. The difference, of course, is that if you tailor your work to what is popular, what people are actually after, what they really want to consume, odds are you're going to find an audience for it. Does that matter? Well, it matters if it matters. It matters if it's important to you, whether or not many people recognize your work and enjoy it, or only a few. Or maybe only yourself. These things matter when it comes to storytelling, almost more than any other type of creative endeavor, because stories, by their very nature, are meant to be shared. So, objectively speaking, is it better to create a story with an audience in mind? In other words, to create a product versus creating art? Well, obviously, that's going to be up to the storyteller. That's going to be up to the creator of the tale, the writer of the tale, the person telling the joke, the person writing the song, whatever the exact kind of storytelling you're doing. Ultimately, it's up to that person what's important or not. But stories that aren't shared, well, you could argue they're not stories at all. I mean, by its very nature, isn't a story meant to be something that other people consume, other people understand, they listen to, they experience, they watch? Isn't this what a story is supposed to be about? In the modern day, where we have interactive gaming, the listener is also a creator of the story, someone who is helping to tell this tale. The distinction between the creator of a tale and the consumer of a tale is becoming blurred, more and more so as time goes on. I don't know if that's good or bad. It's just the way it is, so I guess it's neither or both. It's how you tell the story. It's how people consume it. And if that's ultimately what we're talking about, a blurring between story and consumption of story, then aren't we in fact possibly, at least possibly, talking about a blurring between art and commerce? That is to say, a product designed to be consumed by an audience that is also a piece of art. Now remember the distinction that I talked about. You know, you can have art that is sold as a product after the fact, or you can have a product designed from the very beginning to be sold to a consumer, and perhaps that has some artistic merit to it. But what I'm talking about now is a very fine distinction. Again, the era we live in, a very fine distinction where true art designed solely for the sake of artistic expression is also partially told. Again, art, storytelling in this case, stories partially told by the consumer themselves. They are, in fact, partially the artist of this tale. Now, this distinction becomes extremely blurry. Why does it matter? Well, because going forward, stories may not look much like they used to, at least not all stories. Interactive storytelling. They're not quite games. They're not quite stories in the traditional sense. They're a little bit of both. Maybe they're entirely their own thing. The fewer options you give your audience, the less they have a stake in the story. The less they are the storyteller and more the audience. Truly the audience. The more options you give them, the more they are like the storyteller. And you were perhaps not the teller of the story, but in fact just the coordinator. The one who put all the pieces there for the audience to pick up and tell their own tale. This could very, very well be, and I would go ahead and say this is the future of storytelling, or much of it, not all of it. There will always be a place for theater. There will always be a place for telling ghost stories around a campfire. There'll always be a place for jokes, for music, but we're adding something. It's coming, if it's not already here. A new type of storytelling where the blurring between art and commerce, between storyteller and audience, there's almost no distinction at all. Yes, there might be money involved. Yes, there might be someone who wrote the thing. Yes, there might be someone who bought the thing and plays the thing. And yet somehow, when you look at the details, when you look at the distinctions, it becomes harder and harder to tell where these distinctions went. This is pretty rambling and very esoteric, but I think it matters. And I think perhaps 10 years ago, 20 years ago, this sort of thing was purely speculative. I don't think it is anymore. And I think we're getting to a point where random elements of storytelling, they may not be so easy to describe for future media, future stories. The difference between good character, good plots, subplots, and all the other things I've talked about, these might begin to blur to the point where we can't tell where one begins and the other ends. At any rate, as I said, this is probably the last in this series for a while. And it's an open series. If someone has an opinion, please, please record an episode of HPR and submit it for everyone to hear. And not just about this topic, but about any topic that you're passionate about. Any topic that you think that people can listen to and adapt for their own lives, because in the end, isn't that what hacking is all about? Some might have wondered what random elements of storytelling had to do with hacking, but I always felt, and still do, that if we understand the pieces that go into our stories, these stories that make up our culture, that make up our lives, if we understand the pieces of them a little bit better, then we can change those to make them fit our lives a little bit better, to help shape our societies and our cultures a little bit better. To me, that's what hacking is all about. So yeah, if you've got something to say, please say it. Please share it with other people, because you have opinions and you have interests, you have passions, you have things that matter, and they could matter to other people. This has been Lost in Bronx. Thank you for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.